Wikipedia.
Today is Friday, September 27, 2024. Welcome to a new Wikipedia episode. Today's episode is based on the Wikipedia article, Ethics. As always, the podcast is generated and read by an AI. Have fun listening.
Welcome to Wikipedia, the podcast that dives deep into the intriguing world of Wikipedia articles. I'm your host, Aloy, and today we're venturing into a topic that has shaped societies, informed cultures, and guided countless individual choices. Ethics. Ethics. It's a word that carries immense weight, don't you think? It's the branch of philosophy concerned with questions about what is morally right and wrong, good and bad, fair and unfair. As we embark on today's journey, I want you to consider this question. How often do you evaluate the ethics in your own decision-making? Really, think about it. How do you determine what's right or wrong on a daily basis? Throughout human history, ethics has evolved alongside societal changes and technological advancements. In a rapidly evolving world, the role of ethics is not only to question our actions, but to guide us toward a more harmonious existence. When you delve into the depths of the concept of ethics, you're not just exploring a set of rules, but an avenue for contemplating the very fabric of humanity. How fascinating is it that the concept of ethics is nearly as ancient as humanity itself? In the article, we learn that the study of ethics has its roots deep in ancient philosophy. Think of Socrates, Plato, and Aristotle, giants in philosophy who set the stage for ethical inquiry thousands of years ago. These philosophers pondered the essential questions of how humans should live and what constitutes a good life. Can you imagine their discussions? How lively and spirited they must have been. These ancient thinkers planted seeds of ethical thinking that have flourished in countless directions. Today, ethics encompasses various schools of thought. Have you ever heard of deontological ethics? It's fascinating. It suggests that the morality of an action is based on whether the action itself is right or wrong under a series of rules, rather than based on the consequences of the actions. This is where we'd find the idea often encapsulated in the golden rule, treat others as you would like others to treat you. Now compare that to utilitarian ethics, the brainchild of philosophers like Jeremy Bentham and John Stuart Mill. This concept is practically the opposite. The idea that the best action is the one that maximizes utility or happiness for the greatest number of people. In our modern age, think about the challenges we face at personal and societal levels, environmental decisions, technological innovations, even medical advancements. Which ethical philosophy do you think weighs heavier in these decisions, deontological or utilitarian? The article also touches upon applied ethics, which encompasses subfields like business ethics, bioethics, and even environmental ethics. As curious individuals in an ever-changing world, we're often faced with ethical dilemmas. Self-driving cars, for instance, how do we program morality into machines? What about managing privacy in the digital age? Every click, every data exchange, is it ethical to harvest user information, even for apparently benevolent purposes like improving user experience or public safety? Here's a real-life scenario to chew over. Imagine you are a business executive deciding whether to cut corners on safety to maximize profits for your company and its shareholders. On the surface, the benefit seems clear, but delve deeper. What are the ethical implications on human lives and the trust of your consumers? Would you choose to lean towards utilitarianism, emphasizing the greater profit for many, or would you adhere to a deontological stance, prioritizing the inherent value of each life? Ethics poses more than a philosophical inquiry. It demands personal involvement. Consider the decisions you make daily and how they reflect your ethical beliefs. Are you consistent with what you profess to be right or wrong? Here's another vital question. Is the ethical high ground universal, or does it shift with circumstance and culture? This brings us to a challenge, a call to action for you, our listeners. I encourage you to dive back into the tangible world of ethical dilemmas. Is there a decision you've been putting off because it's ethically complex? Use the tools of ethical reasoning to tackle this head on. More importantly, engage in discussions with peers or colleagues. How do they perceive ethical responsibilities? Can these discussions broaden or refine your ethical perspective? Remember, ethics compels us not only to be thoughtful ponderers, but to be proactive stewards of our actions and choices. As we wrap today's exploration, I urge you to contemplate how you embody ethics in your life and how these silent but powerful frameworks shape the world around us. Thank you for tuning in to this episode of Wikipedia. Until next time, may your ethical compass guide you and spark enlightened conversations. Join us next week as we embark on another intellectual adventure. And remember, the quest for knowledge is never ending.
That was the Wikipedia podcast for the article of the day, Ethics. Thanks for listening. See you next time.